The Chippewa Falls Senior Band practices at 8:30 every morning. On this particular morning, band members are rehearsing before a trip to Texas. A lot of things have changed for the band. Their well-liked director is gone. A year and a half ago, the marching band was carrying home a third-place trophy it won at a competition in Whitewater. Around 2 a.m. on I-94 in Eau Claire County, the first bus in the four-bus caravan slammed into a semi-trailer that had flipped onto its side. 5 people in the front of the bus were killed. Band director Doug Greenhall, his wife Therese and granddaughter Morgan, the student band teacher Brandon Atherton, and the bus driver Paul Rasmus. The assistant band director Brian Collicott survived the crash.
I think about that evening daily. I think about those people daily, and sometimes it's every hour.
Collicott's injuries included a crushed ankle and broken femur. He says he can't run, kneel, or squat.
And I'm just going to have some days that are good and some days that are bad.
Among the other 28 injured were band students and chaperones. Most have recovered physically, but mentally, their painful memories linger. The driver of the semi was Michael Kozlowski. He'd left Indiana that October Saturday night at 8 and was headed to the Twin Cities. 6 hours later, his truck drifted into a ditch, came back onto the interstate, and rolled over. The criminal complaint says Kozlowski had partied with friends at a bar on Friday night and may not have had the required amount of sleep before a long haul and didn't have an up-to-date logbook. Kozlowski faces 33 felony and misdemeanor counts. 5 are homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. The defense is likely to make the case this was an accident, not negligence. Band director Brian Collicott will be glad when it's over.
And I'm hoping that as this wraps up and this whole thing gets put behind us, that I cannot have those moments of interruption where I'm constantly thinking about a person or an event or a reminder, and I can go about my job and it will be easier for me.
High school principal James Souder asked us not to interview students for this story. He says it's probably a good thing that band students leave this week for Texas.
I think parts of the trial could be very upsetting or disturbing to some of our students, and so a lot of our students and staff members have really moved beyond the accident and beyond a lot of those kinds of things, and so by not being here, I think that will be an advantage for many of them.
The trial was moved from Eau Claire to St. Croix County. The band students who want to attend the trial have a couple of days to do so. Then they and more than 60 chaperones board buses on Wednesday for the trip to San Antonio. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Davis in Chippewa Falls. We'll be right back.